We begin with breaking news. You hear that sound? It is the sound of the police. There appears to be an investigation by the feds into Mar-a-Lago, the home of Donald Trump.
A breaking Fox News alert. The FBI has raided former President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Feds were executing a search warrant. President Trump issued a statement on the raid saying this: "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege."
You do not do that and have guys with AR-15 and women, I might add, at the front of Mar-a-Lago in a situation like this where the man's about to announce for president, if he's going to run for president. But if I were the lawyer, the first thing I'd say is, as a citizen of the United States, I want to know from the Department of Justice why you're doing this.
I've never seen the base more angry. I'm angry. I feel violated. The whole country feels violated.
The fact that you, again, yeah, we just heard this, have such a heavy-handed approach about documents when, gosh, how many examples in the past do we have of people doing much worse things than this? I mean, and we don't even know that Donald Trump did anything wrong. These are, like, you know, clippings from newspapers. These are photographs. These are documents that he's allowed to take from the White House, and he was fully cooperating.
Realize we've been through worse than this before, and we will get this through this again. But when we get power back, it's time to hold everyone accountable. The military leadership, the civilian leadership, the civil service, those in Congress who've abused their power, all of them have to be held accountable, all of them.
This is a wake-up call for those in Congress to be able to use the tools at their disposal to defund the FBI, to ask the right questions, and to prepare for a church-style commission next year, if given a Republican majority, to dismantle the FBI into 1,000 bits.
It's never happened in the history of the Republic. We have never arrived at this point where a succeeding administration has sought to criminally investigate a previous administration of a president who's probably going to run for president again. They were upset when Trump was saying, lock her up. Remember at all the rallies, the media was, oh, you can't say it's horrible. What are they doing?
This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history. History.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Welcome to Day 567. The FBI executed a federal search warrant at Mar-a-Lago connected to the 15 boxes of presidential documents that Trump improperly took from the White House. The National Archives previously confirmed that it found many pages of classified information in the boxes, which it retrieved in January. The same month, the National Archives asked the DOJ to examine whether Trump's handling of White House records violated federal law. Now, in order to get a search warrant, which was done under FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was appointed to that role by Trump after Trump fired the previous FBI Director James Comey, the FBI would have needed to convince a federal judge that it had probable cause that a crime had been committed and that agents might find evidence of said crime at Mar-a-Lago. Trump was in New York City at the time of the search, but released a statement saying that his, quote, beautiful home is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, adding, quote, they even broke into my safe, end quote. In June, federal agents, including a Justice Department counterintelligence official, visited Mar-a-Lago seeking more information about potentially classified material that Trump had taken with him to Florida when he left the White House. The FBI's search of Trump's home is separate from the Justice Department's investigation into the January 6 attack. Trump is also facing 4 more potential criminal investigations for fraudulent asset valuations at the Trump Organization by New York State. The Manhattan District Attorney is investigating him for tax avoidance schemes. Georgia is looking into election interference, and investigations are ongoing around the efforts to create fake electors to pressure Mike Pence into overturning the 2020 election. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, meanwhile, suggested that he'll investigate Attorney General Merrick Garland if Republicans take control of the House in November. Hours after the raid, Trump addressed the FBI activity during a tele-rally for Sarah Palin, calling it, quote, another day in paradise. This is a strange day, end quote. Meanwhile, newly revealed photos show two occasions that Trump apparently tried to flush documents down the toilet. The photos were given to Maggie Haberman, a New York Times reporter, by a Trump White House source, and they appear to be written in Trump's handwriting in black marker. One image is from a White House toilet, and the other is from an overseas trip. White House staff previously reported finding Trump's toilet periodically clogged with paper. In related news, a federal appeals court ruled that the House can obtain Trump's tax returns from the IRS. In April 2019, the House Ways and Means Committee requested 6 years of Trump's returns under a law that allows the disclosure of an individual's tax returns to the committee. The Trump Treasury Department, however, refused to comply with the request and forced the House to file a lawsuit trying to enforce it in early July 2019. Today's ruling will likely be appealed to the Supreme Court. At the same time, Trump's legal team is in direct communication with Justice Department officials about executive privilege issues related to its criminal probe into the January 6th attack. The conversations are focused on whether Trump can shield conversations that he had from witnesses while he was president from a federal criminal grand jury. John Rowley, a former federal prosecutor, is representing Trump in talks with the DOJ. And he also represents Peter Navarro, who was charged with contempt of Congress for his refusal to cooperate with the January 6th committee. The committee, meanwhile, is scheduled to speak with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today. Pompeo and then-Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin were among Trump's cabinet members who discussed the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment in order to remove Trump from office after the events of January 6, 2021. Moving on, Joe Biden signed legislation providing $52 billion in subsidies to the semiconductor industry. The CHIPS and Science Act provides $10 billion for regional technology hubs across the U.S., a 25% investment tax credit for the manufacturing of semiconductors and related equipment, and another roughly $100 billion in spending over 5 years on scientific research, which includes more than $80 billion for the National Science Foundation. And finally, Biden signed ratification documents for Finland and Sweden to join the NATO alliance. In May, both nations formally applied to NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NATO ambassadors ratified the accession protocols in July, and member states are currently in the process of doing the same. Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, is adamantly opposed to any NATO expansion and called the move an imperialistic threat. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.